Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Allie Clayton.
I'm Ever Maynard.
We're talking politics. Sometimes we're talking shit. We're talking about my third grade field trip and the flame I've held in my heart for years. What else we talk about?
We're talking about Fergie. We're talking about gay rights. Mm. We're talking about animals on the wall. You know it. You love it. You're going on a roller coaster ride and you're hanging out with us for the next hour or so. So enjoy.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Nice, man. Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back, listeners.
Good to have you.
Listeners, it is good to have you here, man. It is good to have you here.
Listeners, I wrote you a song.
No, you did?
Uh-huh. L-I-S-T-E. Against N-E-R-S. Listeners.
For a second, I thought you were about to spell lick. And I was like, okay, where's this one going?
I was trying to spell listeners, and then I was having a little trouble with the spelling.
Yeah, that was pretty brave of you. I'm not going to lie. And is that to Fergalicious? L-F-E-R... G-O-S-O-U-S.
Man, Fergalicious was a bit problematic. Can we just talk about it? I mean, that whole song was, we're getting R word up in here.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that song was, let's get R word up in here.
Yeah, it is.
No, but that's a different song than Fergalicious.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying Fergalicious, you know.
Let's
in general,
Fergie. Well, yeah, have you seen the show? I think I might have. I talked about this where Fergie does like cartwheels.
Let's talk about it again. It's never old.
It's never old, man. I think about it once a week. But that's talent. I can't.
Hold on. So, what was she doing again?
So it's 9 a.m.
for those who haven't heard.
9 a.m. on the Today Show, New York City. It's a summer concert series. So there are a bunch of tourists there and kids. And they're doing a re-release of Fergie's second album. Mm-hmm. And she's up there doing her thing. She walks the catwalk. And there's a part of the song that goes, whoa, whoa. She does one-handed cartwheels while singing, staying on cue. Staying on beat, rather. Then she mimics or mimes like humping and then performing fellatio on her guitarist that looks like Guy Fieri. And everyone in the audience is like, what? The hosts are trying not to laugh. Then all of a sudden she starts singing Barracuda. By heart.
Yeah, what is the one line she screams out?
Barracuda. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I thought you said it at some point. She said something like, welcome to the jungle, shh, baby.
I was like, do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. And then it's heart.
Yep. I think maybe we should talk about it every week. Gets old.
But I'm telling you right now, man, like, that's talent. I couldn't do that.
I can't one-hand cartwheel. I can't two-hand cartwheel.
I can barely sing.
Well, we know how good I sing because I just wrote the listeners that song.
I mean, you're a great songwriter.
Yeah. I'm a great song writer.
Whittle baby.
I'm a whittle baby.
When you think of songwriters, you think Winona Judd, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, John Prine, Allo Black, Allie Clinton.
And me. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was, you didn't even have your morning Mountain Dew yet.
Nah, I'm having a little, I hate that I say this, but I say it to myself every morning. I'll be like, oh, I got to get my coffee. And I know that's just something Trump said, that like he just said coffee wrong. But for some reason, coffee has really stuck in my head. And I say it to myself all the time. Need a little coffee.
I got to have my coffee. Yeah. I'm having my coffee right now. Ugh, I started taking cold showers again because it's hot.
Yeah.
But also, it's really good for the nervous system.
I took one yesterday. It was lovely.
Lovely. I stand in there and I count for 10. Then I move around, count for 10. That's why ice baths are so good.
I feel like your version of a cold shower and my version of a cold shower are still different temperatures.
What do you mean?
I mean, I know you go hard.
I go harder. I go home, baby.
I probably don't go as hard as you go.
No heat, all cold.
Yeah.
But it's also
like
you
don't feel everything. Like there was a lot of nights when I was staying there, I would come in your room and I would just pinch you a little and like you never woke up.
It's crazy because sometimes you would be sleeping in the living room and I would just breathe in your nose. I'd be like, and you wouldn't do anything.
Oh, I knew you were there. I just really liked it.
I would come in and I would put a pickle under your nose just to see what would happen.
Now what? I don't have any recollection of that.
Yeah. Pickled.
What is your dirty stance?
I'm a dirty dog. When my friends stay at my house, I'm putting...
You can breathe in my nose all you want, but don't be pickling me.
I'm like, let me see if they react to a pickle. I'm inhospitable. Man, I started embroidering again.
Doug, you are so talented. This is my best friend ever, y'all. My best friend ever has so many talents, okay?
Thank you, best friend Allie.
Embroidery. You're welcome, best friend ever. A podcaster, comedian extraordinaire, can literally pop somebody's head off with their legs.
Yeah, I can. Scientifically. Stronger. You know what would be fun? If I did do one of those like watermelon crushes with my legs.
Do it.
Okay. That would be cool as hell.
I know you can do it.
I bet I could. No warm up. All smashed. No, because, you know, the writers and SAG, it's not the writer's strike. It's this producer's strike. They're the cause of it. But what I'm going to be doing, you know, I have my embroidered butch shirt. I'm going to start selling embroidered shirts. And right now I'm working on a dyke bandana.
Okay, I'd like one that says titters.
Okay. T-I-T-T-E-R-S. Titters for my listeners.
Yeah.
What's up, dogs?
T-I-T-T-E-R-S.
S. Cafefe.
Hey, did you know oat milk ain't actually that healthy for you?
It's carbs.
I was like, what the fuck? Because I feel like anytime something says, and I know they're just tricking me. I know it, but I'm easily tricked. But when I read that something's like organic, or, you know, I assume anything that's made from an oat or a nut or something, like that's got to be healthy.
I think some other alternative milks are healthy. Like, but oat milk is so good, but it is a lot of carbs. Good. It's made out of oats.
I like it.
Then you don't have to stop.
Okay, bud. I won't. Coffee.
Listeners, shout out to our Patreon Discord listeners. We're launching some new puppy breaths out there.
We have got Yeah, we have got some coming y'all's way. And thank you so much to the listener that made a puppy breath ad with your own dog.
Yeah, that was tight.
Yeah, I mean, we let you know already that we had a couple of other dogs coming in that were coming in to model for us. But
yours took the cake. It stole the show.
It took the cake. It stole the show. And you win. Congratulations.
You win.
You win. Your doggy is the face of puppy breath.
Your dog. I mean, it's wild to think that your dog was just waking up one day, probably going to like roll around in something stinky, you know, go on a walk, sniff around a tree, do some licking. It never thought it was going to be the face of puppy breath. And lo and behold, your dog did it.
Some dreams you don't know you have till they come true.
Ooh, did you read that on a poster?
No, I just said it.
Damn. That should
be on like one that's like in a second grade classroom or something.
Some dreams you don't know you have until they come
until
true.
Until they come true.
That sounds like a grandma saying.
It does. It does.
And I like that. I'm here for that. I need to have that. It's a heat wave, y'all.
But did you see the thing I put in the Discord about that asshole from high school?
No.
Okay, y'all, let's talk some shit. So, I feel like I have to go on Facebook. I have to use it to promote myself.
Can we talk about...
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm seeing people like our age and a little older. Just, I'm like, why are y'all posting all this stuff about your personal life? Or like photo. I'm like seeing some cringy stuff. Facebook just feels cringe now. I'm out here trying to promote my stuff too. I'm just like, here's this. And then I'm reading about some TL, too long, don't read.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, even that sentence is 12. Even that paragraph is like 12 sentences.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, okay. You sold a car. I don't need to know about the memories in this car, dude. Write a book.
Yeah, write a book, dude.
Write a book, dude. Go ahead.
Mine is just like, almost every time I go on there, I like go on to promote something and then I see something that pisses me off and I'm every time I go on Facebook, I'm going to be unfriending somebody from high school.
No, that's
because
nice.
You're saying some stupid, homophobic, dumbass, Trump-loving shit. And I hate it. But this dude, look at this shit.
Coming soon.
Straight American Straight Pride Month. So this is some flyer they have with like
a white, pink, and purple, non-binary, or bear.
Isn't that, is that for bi?
Is that for, no, yeah. Bi is purple, pink. Isn't that for polyamory?
I don't know.
There's but too many says, color combinations to keep track of.
True. This says, finally, a realistic celebration of the way that God planned it. Let's all flood Facebook with this and honor our creator.
Yeah, flood Facebook. Come get us.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny when people are like, let's flood Facebook. Okay, dude, you're really making a change here, man. It's 2008.
Why are you so mad, Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron, wipe my ass.
Yeah, God, wipe my ass. And then you know what? Take a sniff.
Ew.
He deserves it with that straight pride for God thing.
Now, was it two women holding flags?
No, so it's...
Describe this for us.
Yes. So there's an American flag as the background. That's just like in a darker blue color, but you can tell it's the flag. And then it
says... They always have to do that because it's Blue Lives Matter.
Yes. And then it says, coming soon.
With the U or an O? With the U or an O?
An O. An O.
Okay.
Coming soon. And then it has a family, a white man and a white woman, both wearing American flag tank tops, each of them holding a white male child. And then there's an American flag behind them, like on a flagpole. And then it says below that, American, and then it has the female symbol and the male symbol.
Interlocking.
Okay. Pride Month. And then at the bottom, it has these like two hammers with American like flag wings, and it says the Patriot Hammer. I don't know what that means.
I've never heard of a Patriot Hammer. You corny Thor loving pieces of shit.
You piece of shit.
But let me ask you this. What's the Pride Month? Is it August? Is it July?
Oh, man. I unfriended them. Let me go back.
But it doesn't say it on the flyer?
I kind of wanted to. It didn't say it on the flyer. A-A-R-O. Whitfield.
Man, shout out to all of our listeners. All the listeners in every city, but those moving to rural areas or smaller towns. Shmoo, I read what you said on that Discord, and I think, you know, I hope you find a community out there, dog. It's brave, man. You're uprooting.
Okay. I can't find this right now on his profile, but I did just find where he changed his profile picture to just an assault rifle. What the fuck?
I bet he's really good at sex. I bet he's really, really good at sex. So he's married or no?
Yes.
His wife is like, I'm married, an assault
rifle. Here they are.
Oh, that looks like my family member.
Yeah.
Something about that beard. Well, my baby is an assault rifle. I'm proud of my baby. He just changed it. Baby, did you just change your profile picture to an assault rifle? Baby, Aaron.
That's how I identify. Aaron. All these gay people, I identify in all different ways. I identify as a gun.
You are so silly. You are so silly, Aaron.
You love it, don't you, baby?
I do love it. Come jackrabbit me.
What's that move? How do I do it? Huh?
Just humping real fast, I guess.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got it, baby. I'm going to hump you so hard, you're going to get
15 minutes max.
Carpet burn on your forehead.
Ow. Disgusting.
Just like you like it, baby.
They don't do it that way. They're Christians.
Mm. Oh, missionary. Just missionary.
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 Only straight Christians.
They got to be doing it some different ways, right?
I'm teasing.
I'm like, I don't know. I heard that is complete fact.
They do it a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're holding two guns in the air.
Try not to pull the trigger. It's like a drinking game.
Sometimes they got a snake around their neck.
Dude, I'm watching Survivor, man. They always shoot B-rolls of like a viper slithering around or some kind of anaconda. I'm like,
oh, Lord.
I hope y'all got a machete on the ready. Nobody talks about seeing a snake in camp, but they always shoot B-roll of a snake in camp.
So they got to be seeing them. I would freak out. I couldn't do it. Could you do Survivor?
Sometimes, yeah. My girlfriend made a point. We were watching it, and, you know, in the later seasons, people are like, they call it their Survivor resume. Did they outwit someone? Did they outplay? Because the jury does it. And the jury decides on the winner. Mm-hmm. Out of the two, and they ask all these questions. And, you know, towards the end of all the players, they're like, okay, who could beat me at council? Who's more likable? Mm. You know, they start voting out and getting out likable people, because that's, if the jury likes you, you're going to get the $1 million. So we're watching it. And my girlfriend looks at me and she was like, yeah, I think you'd be voted off. pretty early. And I was like, yeah, I guess I am pretty likable. She's like, no, you get hangry too fast.
I was thinking we would both be kicked off because we're so likable.
Yeah, I thought. And then she's right. I do. She was like, you get cranky.
You do get cranky. That's true.
And I was like,
that's okay.
Yeah. But I think, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Obviously, you want to win the $1 million.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a one in whatever 20 chance. Would you rather... I'm sure they're staying in like a nice resort in Fiji. Would you rather stay in an all-inclusive resort in Fiji, yeah, clean, in a bed, probably, I don't know, $11,000, $12,000 value?
Whoa.
Free food, free drink.
Mm-hmm.
Resort.
I would like that, yes.
Or would you want to stay on a dirty island and hope to win $1 million?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I know myself. I know when it gets to the end of the day, it's not going to come down to me for the million. I know that. I know what my skills are. And mm-hmm. I don't have all the skills to be living out there like that.
I don't have that.
So I think I'll take the hotel in Fiji any day. Because I also feel confident I could win the million.
I don't think I could get past the puzzle challenges.
Oh, puzzles. That's hard.
Yeah, that's hard. I could do the physical challenges. The puzzles? Yeah, I'm not winning immunity. People are looking for the idol. They're looking for the immunity. They're digging in different dark holes. I'm like, that's where snakes are. No,
that snakes are in there. That's scary.
That's scary.
Them snakes are in there, y'all.
Get your hand out of there. You're raw dogging those snakes. You know when people dangle for catfish?
Yes.
I've always thought that was scary as hell. I'm like, there's
you know what it's called?
What?
Noodling. It's noodling. Called noodling.
Not dangling.
Noodling.
Have you ever done that?
I've never done it. My Uncle Danny was a big catfisher, and this show, like, it's a spinoff of Real Housewives called Crappy Lake, and Sonia and Luann from Real Housewives of New York go to this Benton, Illinois, this really, really small town, and one of the things that they, like, activities they take them to do is noodling, and Luann, like, all of a sudden hands in the water, and all of a sudden you just hear go, "Oh my God!" And she pulls her hand up, and there's just a huge fucking catfish on her hand. This is fucking wild. I don't know if I could do it. I feel like I would have my hand down there, and I feel like as soon as I felt something, like, I would just naturally.
Forget it. I'm in the ocean. I feel something under my feet. I'm like, no, this is not it. Oh, my God. We went to the beach for the first time, Candy and I.
Uh-huh.
And my rib is still a little sore. Like, this was really
too
dumb.
Hard?
I boogied too hard, but I saw this wave coming and I didn't get underneath it in time. So it just was like, ooh.
And
it popped. It was so big that it popped the boogie board off of my wrist. So I was like laughing and running, trying to catch it. And like it broke Candy's string. Like it was a pretty big wave. But then I'm running to catch it and I forgot that the waves just keep coming. So it hit me real hard and I tumbled. Like I did my own little feet over head. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. You're really tumbling. And then it just barrel rolled me. And it wasn't very deep. So like I knew that my limbs were flying out and people could see it because it was right by the shore. And I couldn't stand up. Right away. And this little girl ran up to me and she was like, I'm sorry.
Are you?
I know, it was really cute. And I was like, get away from me.
No.
No, I was like, thank you.
You were like, it's your fault. My stomach's been upset today. Last night I took the gabapentin again. And maybe I just can't take it.
It's hurting you too bad.
Woke up covered in popcorn next to a protein bar.
Yeah, man. That's a rough snack, man.
One time I did. I almost choked. I woke up at like 5 this morning or something, and I had like a handful of popcorn. I was like, and then I was like, what am I doing?
Dang, dude.
Gotta stop, I think. Even though it does help with some stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I can't be waking up covered in popcorn and
gristle.
Oh,
I know you're waking up in gristle.
I ain't waking up in a gristle.
Yes, you are.
Waking up. I woke up covered in Cheerios. I woke up covered in popcorn. My roommate.
So it's like a crunch like thing.
Listening to the pod and said she couldn't stop laughing because when I said the thing about being covered in Honey Nut Cheerios, because she found so many Cheerios in the hallway and had no idea what it was from. And I was like, that's me. I was leaving a little trail. Follow the Cheerios. You'll find me.
Munch, munch, munch. Are you excited about your tour? I saw your tour dates up.
I do. Yeah, I'm so excited. And folks reaching out. And I'm excited to meet listeners. I've had a lot of listeners reach out. So, yeah, y'all.
When are you recording your album?
So excited. My album recording will be September 9th at The Laughing Tap in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
September 9th?
I love performing in the Midwest. I love it.
Wow. Now, have you performed at this place before?
I haven't, but I know one of the guys that owns it just because, like, he was, like, a Milwaukee comic out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we kind of go to each place a bunch. So he's a great, great guy. And owns the club, and
he said
been trying to get in there for a while, but they book out really far.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really happy to be able to get
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll be there the 8th as well, but the 9th there'll be 2 shows, and that will be the album recording.
That's very cool. Do you know what you're gonna call your album yet?
Titters.
Okay,
I call everything Titters.
There it is.
Well, I talked to my manager about it, and I was like, well, should I not call it that? Because we named the movie that. And she was like, no, I don't think the two are really going to like overlap in any way. And it's a great title for your album. Like, you should definitely name your album that. And then who knows that, like, once we get working with producers and things like that, they may want to switch the movie name anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it more PC.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think that's smart? Do you think I should have a more PC album name?
I'm saying the movie name. Not PC, but PG. I guess it's PG-13. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good name. Great name.
Yeah.
Great name. I got to go.
Great name.
Pick it
great
today.
Great body part. Are you going for with SAG?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's nice. About to be hot as, it's going to be hot as hell.
Do you got a little travel fan? I got one of those from Amazon.
Oh, I need to get one of those.
It's great. Oh, it's really great.
I bet that's just going to change my life.
It does. It does change your life.
I remember buying those from the Dollar General on a little string rope.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, they have a little, the tube is for storage.
Oh, yeah. Now they have some that squirt a little water at you, too. Missed you a bit with the fan.
Mm, now, that's a gay Southern icon.
Mm-hmm.
That is a gay Southern icon. I read in Italy that they're removing lesbian couples from birth certificates, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on. Tell me more.
In Italy, they're passing a law. Everyone's cracking down on same-sex rights. But
why do people give a fuck? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's really sad. Trying to find it. Oh, there's a new movie called Bottoms, A Teen Queer Delight. I saw
a queer movie called Bottoms?
Yeah. Italy begins removing lesbian mums from children's birth certificate. This is clearly from the UK.
Ooh.
The move follows right-wing populist Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's announcement in March that the state agencies should no longer register the children of same-sex couples. So far, 27 families in the northern city of Padua have received a warning letter affecting the lives of 33 children. Make a little lady, cried for 10 days.
Why? I don't understand why, though. Like, if they're already on the birth certificate, like...
Fascist, right wing. Same thing as what's happening here.
Yeah.
The law has left Frassino worried that if she dies, her wife will lose custody of their daughter. But Italy legalized same-sex civil unions in 2016. Ooh. After winning the election in 22, Prime Minister Meloni signaled that she is preparing to roll back legislation on abortion rights. And while denying being homophobic, she has expressed her opposition to what she describes as gender ideology and the LGBT lobbies. There's a really great documentary on Netflix right now that follows, it's queer history, and it's like queer history in Berlin before World War II. And it's really, really fascinating because one of Hitler's top officials was gay. And he, this is before some other guy who headed up the SS shot him. But he would go to this really famous gay bar in the 30s and in the 20s. And they're like, two women were there that had the first ever transgender surgery. Yeah, it was incredible. Like, it's such a great, like, documentary, too, about queer life and these people that survived World War II and the Holocaust. But it was just kind of so filthy. I mean, it's disgusting. And you start learning more about how even more so what's happening in the world today really parallels Hitler's rise. But this dude was openly gay, and I think one of Hitler's, not openly, but in certain circles, closest friends and allies. And he would go to this bar and watch and take names. Even though he was gay, he was like self-hating. And then they raided the club, and sooner or later this guy got shot because he was like, yeah, I'm gay. Nobody can do anything about it because, like, Hitler's my best friend. And they were like, no, we got to take you out, dog. It's disgusting. It's really sad.
It's, like, so funny to me when people, like, try to state, like, things just aren't like they used to be, like, things like that. And it's like, no, actually, gay people, trans people, we've always been around.
Yeah.
We've always been here. It's not like a new thing just because we're able to talk about it without, well, no, there's still a lot of fear there, but.
There's a lot of fear and it feels like it's rolling back. But I started reading that book about queer history in the United States. And a lot of these like pilgrim camps were super gay.
The pilgrims were?
There's a certain amount of pilgrims and.
The pilgrims were eating the puss?
Oh yeah. And sucking the D. But there was a whole camp because everybody, like a lot of people moved here, rather colonized America. Let's be real. But there was one led by some guy and it was very gay. And then people didn't like it and they killed him. But
yeah. You want to hear my pilgrim story?
Okay.
I was in third grade, I just started learning disability school, and I had a big crush on Aiden Van Noppen, was the only Jewish person I'd ever met. I just thought she was so exotic. And so I went with my regular school, not my learning disability school, on this field trip, And I really wanted to be with like Aiden and some of the other cool girls, but they all got chose to be pilgrims the first day, and I had to be a Native American. It rained that whole day. I was stuck in a teepee, made to gut a fish. I'm like 8, 9 years old. I can't, and I don't have any of my friends there. And I was so miserable. I know. I was so miserable. And then.
But also that they were playing on Native American pilgrim, like either or, like it's awful.
That's, the place was called, oh, it's all awful. It was called Earthshine.
Oh, God.
But
that's the shit they you get in the South.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'll tell you about another one after this that's no. even more wild. No, probably not.
One at a time, man.
One at a time. So they make me be in the Native American group, and we all have to go around and make up a Native American name and say it. Oh, I know. And, you know, all the guys are like Soaring Hawk, you know, Eagle. I'm, you know, Big Bear, like these, all these different type of names. Right, and they got to me and I just said, you can all just call me Miserable Stick.
Titters.
Damn. Fucking Miserable Stick out here.
Damn, dog. That's very fucked up.
I know. Aiden Van Noppen, if you're listening, I think about you a lot. and you were just cool, man. You were the coolest third grader there was, Aiden Van Noppen. And if you're out there and you happen to be listening to Yage, reach out. I'm not trying to ask you on a date or anything.
It sounds like you're trying to ask her out on a date. We can reconnect. Aiden Van Noppen, I'm going to use your full name on this podcast. If you're out there and you're gay now or a little curious or bisexual, that's still gay. Maybe you're pansexual. Hit me up. I'm single. I remember you being so cool in the third grade. Like, you know, I've changed a lot. I've grown. I live in New York City. Hit me up.
I go by Allie, not Miserable Stick.
Wow.
I've looked for her online. I've been like, where is Aiden Van
Noppen? Where is my princess?
That was definitely like my first big crush was Aiden Van Noppen.
Damn. I was talking to Candy this weekend and we took the top off the Bronco, at least the front two panels. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. We were listening to the Cranberries. And I like looked at Sandy and I was like, a lot of these songs feel like as dramatic as I was in the fifth grade, like laying on my bed, pretending I was like a boy and my crushes didn't like me. Just over dramatic. 21. And just like, it's just so dramatic. I was dramatic.
I was dramatic too. I used to listen to Sarah McLachlan and I would lay on the floor and put candles all around me in a circle and I would just lay there and cry.
I still do that, bitch. I'm calling all my angels. I'm like, okay. I don't know. I had a really nice meditation.
You did?
Moment. Yeah, I put on some Beta Waves on YouTube, on my TV. I turned it up, lit my candles, lit my incense. I just let myself be.
Do you meditate sitting?
Sometimes.
Or laying?
Most of the time. And then that night I laid down.
Yeah, I like to lay.
Yeah, man. Feel that body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feel that body.
I'm kind of scared, to be honest, about all this stuff happening with gay rights. Actually, not kind of. I'm terrified.
It's very scary. I'm terrified.
I feel grateful that I got my top surgery when I did. And I think about all the people that do not have access to that and potentially have their rights to have that access taken away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really glad that I can't. And I haven't talked to certain family members in so long after that rollback for the gay rights with the Colorado website. Did you hear about that where the Supreme Court was like, we're going to side with this private company who refused to work for these gay people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was this the cake thing?
No, this is a website.
Oh, the website building. Yes, yes, yes.
It's always cake or a website. But yeah, the wedding cake prompted it. So they sided with the person who refused to, I guess, do some web design for this gay person. And this is the kind of shit that my family members love. And I was like, I really am so glad I can't see them or find them, or, you know, social media is so present mm-hmm. in our lives. But I get angry talking about it with my mom. And
do you feel like she understands?
She definitely understands.
Yeah.
But it's difficult. You know, I haven't seen this mm-hmm. family member in 3 years. We don't talk.
Yeah.
And at Christmas, I was told, and I wasn't going to be there anyways. Ooh, I'm talking shit. Ooh, I'm spilling some tea right now. That they weren't going to come over to my mom's house if I was there.
Ugh.
They were trash. And I was like, you know what? I'll play your fucking little game. I'll play your little game. Because I was already planning on not being there. So I went to my Aunt Kathy's house. And as soon as they pull up, she was like, it's all his. He wanted, he said that, he did that. Yeah, well, we'll talk on the Discord. We'll talk on the Patreon. Okay. I'll talk on the Patreon some real shit and I'll use names. But it just made her look so bad. Basically, this person threw another family member under the bus, saying that he was the one that sent that text and yeah. it was his idea as soon as she got out of the car. And it was like, no, dude, like, you just texted from his phone. Like, moron. But it made you look like a piece of shit. And you didn't realize that. So, yeah, you want to play a game of chess? Let's play. Let's play. You bigot. So, I don't know.
You're going to win. You're going to win.
It just sucks, man. You're like, how can you say that? And these people are like, well, we don't have any problem with gay people, but we, what is it? Hate the sin, love the sinner.
Not this. Yeah. Hate the sin, not the sinner. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it kind of sounds like I'm not, well, first of all, I'm not sinning.
Yeah. There's no sin.
First of all,
is happening.
Second of all, Christ loves everyone. If we're going, we're going that route. I'm letting you know right now. The Bible's like, yeah, sure, dog. Jesus loves you. So, I don't know, man. I'm trying to just not think about it, but it's hard not to.
I know. I'm worried, though. Like, we gotta start. Because for the presidential election, I'm fucking scared.
Yeah, I'm fucking scared. And that Kennedy guy just said that COVID didn't target Jewish people on like a very popular podcast or a radio show.
Oh my God.
Kind of furthering a conspiracy that Jewish people created COVID. And I'm like, that's so ugly and racist and fucking awful.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like Trump kind of just opened that floodgate for everyone.
Oh, for sure.
And you,
for sure.
Like, I don't know who
and
I'm.
And even like,
I don't know who I know I'm going to vote. I don't know who I'm even going to vote for.
I don't either. I mean, I'm not.
I'm not voting Republican. Not
Republican.
We decide that we're libertarians. I don't know what that means, but I know Connor from Succession was a libertarian, and that ain't for me.
Yeah.
Isn't libertarian like they're still kind of Republican light?
I really don't know.
I really don't know. I can't speak to libertarianism.
I can't speak to libertarianism. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't speak to libertarianism, but I'll vote Democrat.
Yeah, I vote Democrat. Oh, man, it's stressful.
I'm trying not to bring this podcast down, but I do want it to be real.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm hoping I don't get any weird comments when I was home. Like, my dad, I love the man to death. He's one of my favorite humans. But almost every time Biden would be on TV, because he has, like, Fox News just running all the time.
Oh, they love it.
They love it. And he just, like think it's so funny to be like, hey, sis, your president's on the TV. There's your president.
And oh, I'm yeah. Like, that's what would happen when I go home. I'm like, well, he's what? Our president.
He's everybody's president. I didn't have a whole lot of good choices to go with. I was like, so if I go with, like, pure evil, racist, rapist, like, do I go mm-hmm. with that? Or just, like, a really old guy who's not quite all there.
Who used to be racist.
Yeah.
Yep. But that's the thing. I think there should be an age limit. I really do.
I think there should.
Because
I do too.
You know, a 70-year-old is not going to be, I mean, generally speaking, isn't going to know what most of America, you know what I mean? They can't relate to like 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, like really, because they're in a different time, politically speaking, like in politics. Like, yeah. And I just get so annoyed because it's like, yeah, you've been in politics for your whole life, but you're not in touch with people anymore.
Yeah.
Also, 70's old, dog.
70 is old, dog. Can't believe my dad's 78 now.
Happy birthday.
He's looking like he looks like a little cartoon character.
Did he ever find his bear necklace?
No, I mean, we know it was stolen.
Yeah,
obviously. I mean, he's certain of that. No, I should do some videos with him when I'm home. Be like, Dad, just tell me a little bit more about this stuffed cockfight you have as a piece of art in your home.
What is it with men in the South and stuffed animals? And I know I can picture it in my head, a stuffed cockfight, a stuffed rooster fight. Yeah,
two big chicken roosters fighting each other, but stuffed.
And they were real.
And they were real, yes.
I went down a taxidermy rabbit hole on like TikTok. I don't know how I got there. I didn't want to be there. But it would be like, and this is a bear. And this is a raccoon. This is a possum. I'm like, why are y'all doing this to these animals? Also, why are you trying to taxidermy a possum, man? Let that thing just be.
Yeah. My brother has one, an armadillo one.
That's a big thing. Armadillo or an armadillo on its back holding a beer. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of funny. But
if it was a fake armadillo, I would be like, yeah, that's chill.
Yeah, that's
chill. We can hang out with that.
Yeah, no, he has lots of different ones. In my brother's house, it's all like Persian rugs, nice, mm-hmm. nice rugs, and then just like taxidermy fish and deer, and there's some kind of ram. I don't know.
Wouldn't you want to eat the fish? I've never understood people who catch a big fish and then put it on the wall.
Most of their stuff they either throw back or they do. They eat most of the stuff they catch and the mm-hmm. and the deer they kill and stuff, but
that 1% makes it to
one,
the wall.
This one, sometimes there's one where it's just like, this guy's too big. We gotta, you know, it's a big dick slinging contest.
Yeah, but this one's going in the dining room. I want everybody to see it right when you walk in, right there in your face.
Yeah, my friend Calvin came to my brother's house. You know Calvin Evans from Chicago.
Yes, I do.
Cal, so funny. Cal is a Chicago born and raised black comedian, and he came and stayed with my family. And man, he came in and he saw all those animals. He was like, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
He's like, there's no room on the walls for anything else.
It's just animals.
I was like, oh, I know. It's just animals.
It's just animals, my dude. Friend, I love you. I think it's about time.
I love you too, friend.
Listeners, we want to thank you again for all of your kind words and your support. And we want to encourage you to have the best day possible. And if the best day possible means staying in bed and taking care of yourself, then that's the right thing to do.
Do it. Do it.
You got to take your day, day by day. And you got to listen to your intuition. And I hope that you remember to be kind to yourself today. I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all are really gay. Stay gay.
So gay.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
...of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love, because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.